all the alumni being here, the old time Raiders and coming back, and kind of you guys appreciating the past and that Raider tradition and all?
Oh, for sure, man. It's always great to see those guys and be amongst them and learn from them. And I'm glad to see them every time they're here.
Did they ever come up to you in a bit of awe at your abilities? Did you ever hear them?
Nah, I doubt it. I thought they'd be in awe at anything that I do based off what they've done for this, you know, for this organization. But, I mean, we're just trying to be in a position where we can bring to the table what they brought. And that's three championships, I believe, right?
A couple months ago, actually, I talked to Howie Long, speaking of the alumni guys, and asked him to talk about you. He said you basically are a six-story building, but your elevator's only on 4-3, meaning your potential is still out there. I mean, what does that tell you when somebody like that tells you that?
It speaks volumes when you hear from a guy like that. But just the mindset that I have in general, I'm not even on, what he said, level three?
Level three.
I'm not even that close yet. And I'm just out here trying to get better every day.
The business decision with Donald and something that you respect as a player and a teammate.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, going up against him in camp over the years that you've been here, what has that meant to you as a young player, just those reps?
I mean, those are very important reps when you go against a guy like that. One of the best in the game. And, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, he wants, you know what I'm saying, to be placed in that situation where he's getting what he wants in that regard. But at the same time, it is what it is, man. Ain't nothing but love for the DP, but you need to hurry back whenever they get that done. Yep.
Because you went to Bond's pass rushing.
Yeah.
What was the genesis of that, and what did you get out of being there with some of those guys?
It was dope, man. I thought at first it was going to be something for the kids out this way in San Francisco. But when I got there, it was only NFL guys. I was like, what's going on? And he was like, bro, we came here to get some work. I'm like, oh, luckily I had my cleats. I'm like, all right, cool. You can go ahead. You know what I'm saying? And it was good, though, man. I got a lot of great information from Marcus Ware and all the other guys that were there. And it was something that helped me.
Anything specific that you're able to take from some of those guys?
I mean, I'm not going to tell y'all, but you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of stuff that I did learn that was going to help my game now.
Pretty cool having guys.
Oh, yeah.
You're all working, helping each
other. Exactly. Just pulling from each other's mindsets and figuring out what it is that we're good at and sharing it with everybody else. And it was dope.
Is that training camp is about for you? Implementing, experimenting with different things that you...
Most definitely. This is where you get most of your juice for the rest of the year. You know what I'm saying? And learning and working against the best is only going to help you throughout the year.
I get a chance to sit down and talk to Markel Lee, and what do you think of his talent? I know it's still early, but do you see any of you in him, you know, being young and aggressive and coming in with the high expectations and possibly doing something in the middle?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say in regards to me, because it's a whole different kind of perspective, it's a whole different kind of position. But at the same time, he's a hell of a player. He's a hell of a player. I can see it already. He has that juice in him, you know what I'm saying? And it's something that I kind of talk to him here and there, just see where his mind at. But it's something we're going to figure out throughout the camp. And when we put the pads on, that's when you really get to figure out what type of player, you know what I'm saying, you're dealing with.
Is it safe to say initially it's a mentoring role right now for you to since you're talking to him? And
I wouldn't say mentor. It's more like a big brother role. I don't want to say I'm nobody's mentor, you know what I'm saying? Being that he's my teammate, it's something that you want to help in regards to getting him better as a player, you know what I'm saying? Mentoring is something more like a personal player, you know what I'm saying, off the field kind of thing. But just based on what he does on the field, I definitely want to help him get better at that and grow and learn and just create great habits for himself as time goes on.
Khalil, what's the next step in the evolution of this defense?
Next step is what you see now, training camp, coming out here, getting the camaraderie right, getting the cohesiveness together, getting everybody on the same page. And you got everybody believing in one thing and focusing on one thing and trying to achieve one thing and focusing on that. It'll be the sky's the limit.
How much have you enjoyed taking on that big brother role in the last couple of years? How much has it changed the first couple of years here? But
different. It's only year four for me, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's still that feeling like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a young player, you know what I'm saying, in the game, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's the significance of, you know what I'm saying, how I can be seen as a player versus, you know what I'm saying, what I feel like. Yeah, I got a little juice, man. I don't want to say that. I got a little bit, but at the same time, it's important for me to lead by example. That's who I am.
It seemed like it was pretty difficult for Bruce to not be practicing. He was, you know.
You do not understand how itchy he was on the sideline looking at us today, man. I'm like, bro, just chill out, bro. September 11th, just remember that. But he good, though. He's going to be out there in a few days.
Is Derek, saw 30 sacks this season. Is that realistic?
Hey, man, that's the number I shoot for, right? But I didn't want him to tell everybody else, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, DC, you know what I'm saying, he knows how hard we work, what kind of work we put in. And he knows what I want, but at the same time, realistically, you know what I'm saying, we just want to get the record in. Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Couple more questions, guys?
All the youth that is there on the D-line, you know, a guy like Eddie, for example, who's getting here for the first time. As the leader of that group, how do you interact with those young guys? And you do have some tricks, something you're still learning each offseason.
Exactly.
What's that interaction like with these young guys? Because you know that this D-line is best, but it's not just you getting the quarterback.
Exactly. And that's the mindset. That's the most important thing they need to, you know, kind of understand. It's everybody's all four guys rushing the passer, and it's everybody been on the same page, and everybody understanding rush lanes and all the different moves that you can use based on different scenarios and different situations. And that's what, that's what I feel like this year is gonna be different for us. That inside pressure, and we're gonna be screaming on the outside, man, Bruce, and it's gonna be special. I can't wait.
Yeah, your instinct is to lead by example, but do you find yourself having to be more vocal now?
I mean, all of those things. But more importantly, I love to lead by example, because if I'm not doing it and I'm just talking, it won't mean nothing. Yeah.
Last question.
Shalit came back and put on 20 pounds of muscle. Have you talked to him at all about how to use his weight and size to a different advantage?
Shalit is he's a hell of a player. Regardless if he had 20 pounds of muscle or not, it's just important for him to understand the game, continue to get an understanding of the game, and he's going to be just fine.